You're listening to the Cyber and Crime Files. I'm your host, Michelle Lamb. My next episode on file is about the spike in scammers targeting people online. Let's take a look into our next file, Romance Scams, Shattering Hearts and Draining the Bank. As we know, COVID-19 has kept more people inside over the past year than ever before. During this time, homes have also become remote workspaces and virtual connection hubs. For those looking for love, the internet has become their only source to connect with their potential soulmate due to restrictions in certain areas. With romance scams and catfishing on the rise, authorities are warning online users looking for love to be cautious about who they're communicating with. A romance scam is when a criminal adopts a fake online identity to gain a victim's affection and trust. The scammer or con artist also creates a false online relationship and uses the promise of romance or whatever tugs at the heartstrings of their target to steal from the victim. Recently, the Department of Justice, also known as the DOJ, released a statement that six men in Massachusetts have been charged in three criminal complaints for, quote, their roles in expansive online fraud schemes targeting individuals in the United States, including romance scams and pandemic unemployment assistance fraud, end quote. Three of six men are ages 32 through 36. They're Nigerian nationals living in Canton and Hyde Park, Massachusetts. They were, quote, charged by criminal complaint with one count of conspiracy to commit bank fraud, end quote. 41-year-old Mark Aromeyoku, a Nigerian national residing in Canton, Massachusetts, and 36-year-old Florence Masu, a Kenyan national residing in Canton, have been charged in a separate complaint with one count of conspiracy to commit wire and bank fraud, also listed as charged in a third complaint with one count of conspiracy to commit mail fraud, is 42-year-old Mike Amebe, a Nigerian national residing in Dorchester, Massachusetts. Court documents show that all six men were allegedly involved in multiple romance scams, along with other scams online that were used to defraud victims, having them send money to accounts as well as debit cards. Now, in order to carry out these schemes, the defendants allegedly used false passports and fake names to create these numerous aliases to open bank accounts in and around the Boston area to collect as well as launder the proceeds from those romance scams. After that, they went on to take large cash withdrawals from those accounts, often multiple times on a single day, and they generally structured it in amounts less than $10,000 in an effort to evade detection and currency transaction reporting requirements. Authorities say that those same accounts were also allegedly used to collect fraudulent pandemic unemployment benefits in the names of Massachusetts beneficiaries who did not apply for those benefits at all. Now, can you imagine seeing your information being used to collect pandemic unemployment assistance and someone that you have no idea who they are, where they're from, taking money illegally, and your personal information involved? Well, this is happening quite a bit when it comes to romance scams. According to authorities, there were more than $4 million from romance and unemployment schemes deposited into accounts. Now, the charges of conspiracy to commit bank fraud and conspiracy to commit wire and bank fraud is punishable with a sentence of up to 30 years in prison, 5 years of supervised release, and a fine of up to $1 million or twice the gross gain or loss, whichever is greater, and forfeiture. The charge of conspiracy to commit mail fraud is punishable with a sentence of up to 20 years in prison, 3 years of supervised release, and a fine of up to $250,000 or twice the gross gain or loss, whichever is greater, as well as forfeiture. According to the DOJ statement, the defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty beyond a reasonable doubt in the court of law. According to the DOJ statement, the details contained in the complaints are allegations. The defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty beyond a reasonable doubt in a court of law. End quote. Now, according to the Federal Trade Commission, victims lost a reported $304 million in 2020 alone to romance scams. That number is almost double the losses in 2019. For an individual, that meant a median loss of $2,500. From 2016 to 2020, there was a reported total loss increased more than fourfold, and the numbers of reports nearly tripled. So for many of you wondering, why is there this spike? Well, think about it. Humans were made to interact with each other. We're used to spending time together. And with the pandemic, everyone staying inside, naturally, you're going to try to find other ways to connect with people. And an obvious reason may be the pandemic limiting our ability to meet in person and the internet providing that alley to connect with friends, people working from home, and also more and more people referring to or utilizing rather online dating sites and apps have increased because people are trying to stay connected in a safe manner. And because of people using the internet to connect more, romance scammers have been taking advantage of this. Con artists or scammers use stolen photos from the web to create false identities and attractive online profiles to lure in potential victims. Some even assume the identity of a real person to make their scheme more believable. The pandemic is also giving the scammer or con artist the ability to make up even more excuses to not travel or meet up in person, some citing travel restrictions in their area or even saying they have COVID-19. All to give them more time to keep siphoning money from their prey. Can you believe that? Saying that they're sick in the middle of a pandemic to get them what they want, more money from the victim, even though many of us are struggling during this time. Victims of romance scams have been targeted on both social media and dating sites. These social media users aren't always looking for love, and they have reportedly said that the scam often starts with an unexpected friend request or message. So again, if you don't know who's sending you a message, try to figure out who is contacting you. Is this a real person? Is this a fake account? And if it looks like a real person, just do some general searching online. See if you have mutual contacts. Reach out to these mutual contacts and be like, hey, do you know John Doe? Do you know why he's reaching out to me? But sometimes they tend to see if you engage to find out if your account is real. In some cases, they send a link where they hope you click on it. They'll be like, hey, yeah, this is John from school. You know, check out this link from our event last year. You know, it was great seeing you there. You click on the link and all of a sudden this scammer has your passwords, usernames to not just your social media, but bank accounts. So you really have to be careful because they can target you in numerous ways. Going back to the original point, sooner or later, these scammers always ask for money. And they may say that it's for a phone card so they can keep talking with you, or they may have a medical illness or an emergency. They're just gonna lay it on thick. Whatever they have assessed from your personality to make you feel sorry for them, they're going to use that to get more money from you. There are countless stories where people create false scenarios to make their victims send them money. For example, in Pennsylvania, a woman named Billie Jo Brenizer, she is a 23-year-old woman from Duncannon, Pennsylvania. She's now facing felony charges because of theft by deception. In short, she basically catfished a man and made him believe that he was the father of a non-existent child, and she took about $5,000 from him in the process. According to authorities, a Newberry Township man contacted police to say that he met Billie Jo under her fake name or her catfish identity, Kaylee Nicole, on a social media platform back in February 2019. The man said that when he realized that Kaylee Nicole was actually Billie Jo, he knew he had been catfished. Despite the deception, however, the man said that he decided to meet up with her and they had sex. Billie Jo, also known as BJ, contacted the man, threatening to call the police to report that he raped her if he didn't meet up with her again. So this is where the extortion began. After they both met for sex, she essentially said, I'm going to report you for rape if you don't meet me again to have sex. So the man agreed to meet with her again a second time due to the threat, and the pair started a sexual relationship that lasted through December 2019. Billie Jo reportedly contacted the man with pictures of positive pregnancy tests and told him that she was pregnant for him. In addition to this, she led the man to believe that she gave birth to a baby boy who had medical issues, and she said that she would keep the news from this man's family and friends, but only if he gave her money. Can you believe that? Someone is saying, hey, I'm pregnant for you, but don't worry. You know, I won't tell your family about our secret child who's ill. Just give me some money. Now, that should have been a red flag. Authorities say that the man gave Billy Joe $4,960 despite never being able to see any proof that this sick child that was supposed to be his child existed. But in order to keep this situation from his family and friends, he continued to pay the money. According to documents, Billy Joe had done this several times to other victims. She went on to admit to police that she did not give birth to a baby boy, and she had been using different phone numbers and social media profiles to basically lure in other victims and get money from them in a similar scam. Can you believe that? Someone creating numerous accounts, different phone numbers, contacting different men, and then saying she's pregnant for them, all in a scheme to scare them and get their money. Billy Joe Bernizer was taken into custody, but she posted $2,000 bail. She reportedly has a preliminary hearing set for March 31st. Now, this isn't the only way that scammers are targeting victims. In some cases, victims receive checks in the mail or some form of payment in the mail, and they think that the large sum of money is for them. Then somehow the scammer convinces that victim to send the money back. Scammers claim to have sent the money for numerous reasons. Some of them could be posing as employers, modeling agencies, and then they have this elaborate story about why the money needs to be sent back to them or another person. The victim doesn't even know that they're being conned. They actually think they're helping someone that they care about, or an employer, or a potential employer, but in actuality, they may be laundering stolen money. Can you believe that? Not only are you being conned, but now you're being a part of a criminal act. In fact, there have been many reports that money received and forwarded on later turned out to be stolen unemployment benefits. According to reports in 2020, gift cards being used to send money to romance scammers increased by nearly 70%. That's a huge number. Gift cards, wire transfers, well, they are reportedly the most frequently used payment methods for these romance scams. People are convinced to mail these gift cards or give the card's PIN number to the scammer or con artist. And just looking at the figures, the amount of money people sent to scammers in 2020 using any form of payment was about $2,500, more than 10 times the average loss across all other types of fraud. In just 2020 alone, there has been an increase in money taken in romance scams for essentially every age group. The highest increase was among people ages 20 to 29, with the number of reports of romance scams more than doubling since 2019. For the age group of 40 to 69, well, they were once again the most likely to be targeted, losing money during these scams, and people 70 and older reported the highest individual average loss at well over $9,000. So, what can you do to play it safe when looking for love online? Well, here's some tips that the FTC shared that can help you steer clear of the scammers. Never send money or gifts to someone you have not met in person, even if they send you money first. Again, remember what I mentioned earlier? If they send you money first, there's a strong chance they're going to ask you to send that amount back, and then that's where they have included you in the scam and possibly made you commit fraud as well. Talk to someone you trust about this new love interest, your friend, a family member, but someone you trust who can tell you the truth about whether or not this love interest seems legit. Take it slow and ask questions and look for inconsistent answers. This could be key in finding out if this is a true love match or a potential con. Also, try a reverse image search of the profile pictures that the scammer sends you. If they're associated with another name or with details that don't match, then it's a scam. You can learn more about what you can do to protect yourself at ftc.gov/romance scams. If you feel that you've been a victim of a romance scam, or you see a suspicious profile online or a message on a dating app or social media platform, then you can report it to the FTC at reportfraud.ftc.gov. Thank you for stopping by, and be sure to follow the show on social media. The Twitter handle is Cyber Crime Files, and on Instagram, the handle is Cyber and Crime Files. If you forget, you can just click the logos on the website, and it will take you directly there. Thank you for listening to the Cyber and Crime Files. Until next time, have a good one.